Schweitzer, National Tragedy: How Media Acted as Gatekeepers of Hunter Biden Story. By Trent Baker on December 13, 2020. Sunday on Fox News Channel's Life, Liberty, and Levin. Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer addressed the Department of Justice investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and his foreign dealings after it was covered up by Biden's presidential campaign and dismissed by the media. Schweitzer said it is a national tragedy the media killed the story before it got out. He then called for a national media that will hold its national leaders into account. What you have is a situation today where the Bidens have repeatedly lied to the media, and the media doesn't care. They don't want to catch them in the lies, they don't want to pursue the lies, Schweitzer asserted. Look at Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden goes on national television, on ABC News, and said, "I have not received a single penny from the Chinese." Well, we now know, of course, he got close to $5 million from SFC, a Chinese government-connected energy company. We know he had a big equity stake in that private equity firm, that $1.5 billion private equity firm. We know there were other transactions involving Rosemont Realty and Rosemont Opportunities Fund, too, so he was flat out lying to the national media. What has been the media's response? Nothing. They've taken it. They've accepted it. In fact, they not only covered it up, he continued. You know, Ben Smith of the New York Times ran a piece right before the election bragging about the fact that the gatekeepers, which of course include the Times and other publications, had effectively killed this story and how proud they were of it. So, we are in a situation today, Mark, where a grand jury was impaneled in 2018 to look into Hunter Biden and his foreign dealings. It has a counterintelligence component. It has a tax fraud component. It has a public corruption component. This has been going on for 2 years, and nobody in the national media took it upon themselves to actually pursue that story. It's a massive disservice to the American public. We need a vibrant media that is following all of our national leaders and holding them into account. And we don't have that. We have a national media that wants to protect certain powerful figures and wants to go after other public figures. And it's a national tragedy. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.